My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hello, my gorgeous queen. It's Callie here, and I want to chat about something I definitely don't miss. PMS. You know those days leading up to your period when everything feels off? The breakouts, mood dips, and those wild cravings? I used to think painful, miserable periods were just part of life, but I learned that they actually can be a sign something in our body needs support. That's why I'm so excited to share Estro Control from Happy Mammoth with you. This nature-inspired formula is packed with science-backed herbal extracts designed to support your hormonal health, especially when it comes to managing PMS. Estro Control works by supporting your liver, where your hormones like estrogen are processed. So when your liver is happy and functioning well, you feel more like yourself all month long. I absolutely love that Estro Control helps support healthy hormone levels, relieve PMS symptoms, and promote overall well-being. It even contains DIM, a natural compound that caught my eye and is found in kale and broccoli, which helps support estrogen levels and flush out excess estrogen. If you're tired of dealing with painful periods and PMS struggles, Estro Control might be exactly what you need to start feeling more balanced. And here's something just for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. You've got this, my queen.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you're here today listening to today's episode. This podcast is a podcast where we work on becoming our best selves while also realizing that we are human, giving ourselves grace, finding balance, and bettering ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually through a faith-based lens. I am so excited you're here listening. If you're new, I'm truly so pumped you found the podcast. And just so you know, we are in a super fun series on all the things building your dream business, going after your dreams. That is something I love to talk about and just help motivate you to go after your dreams and really work towards your purpose in life. I really believe that every single one of us has a purpose for being here. You are uniquely made, you are special, and you have your dreams for a reason. So that is why I am doing this series, and we're on our final episode of the series. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes, I highly encourage you to go check it out. So usually when I do a podcast series, I like to start with a physical episode, a mental episode, and then finish with a spiritual episode. So physically, we talked about how to actually start a business. What's the nitty gritty that goes into it? How do you actually start a business and make a product? And then we went into last week talking about mental health aspects in business. I really believe that mental health is a huge contributing factor on whether or not a business succeeds or doesn't succeed. If the heart behind the business is one that is just struggling, it makes it a lot harder to run a business. Take it from my own experience. And then this episode's actually honestly I think the most important episode of the entire series. If you don't have the Lord in your business, let me tell you, it is just not nearly as fruitful and fulfilling. I ran my business for a while without the Lord in it before I really got into my faith. And truly, like, having him in my business has been so incredible. But I'm going to share some things I've learned, some moments that weren't amazing, and I'm going to just share it all with you today. Open my heart to you guys. So before we get into the actual episode though, the topic, let's just start off with a self-check-in. So this is a time to ground yourself, to really see how you're feeling today. I think it's important to just check in with ourselves no matter where we are in our season. So take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of goodness, lots of love into your beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, just sigh out, letting go of anything that's not serving you, any intrusive thoughts. Imagine your breath is like blowing them just out of your mind, letting them go. All right, ask yourself now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? And get so real with yourself here, never judging yourself for how you're feeling. Okay, now ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just try and pinpoint it. All right, next question I have for you is, what is one big dream that I have in my life that I really want to start going after? Think big here. The sky's the limit. And adding on, like, if nothing could hold you back from going after that dream, like you knew for a fact it would succeed, what would it be? All right, and now I want you to invite God into this dream. Right now, just be like, God, if this is your will for my life, if this is a dream that you want for me, Lord, I pray you would just open the doors, make the way, give me the first step to start with. Okay, and then I want you to finish your little episode, or not episode, your check-in with a little hug. Just hug yourself really fast. Just tell yourself, I'm proud of me. I'm doing an amazing job. Oh, and we, of course, cannot forget the most important part of the check-in, hydration, final thing. Everyone, let's just hydrate really fast. Cheers to hydration. Grab your water bottle. Chug, chug, chug. And there we go. Okay, also, I think we have our Healthy But Human water bottles on officially for sale. Let me check on that for you. Yes, we do. Oh my goodness. I am going to link it in this episode. And it is literally, I have the Healthy Be Human water bottle as we speak. I've been using it for a year now. I know I haven't launched it. Like I don't know why I didn't launch it. I just kept putting it off. But this water bottle is like my favorite. So I'm going to link it in the episode. We have Black Friday deals happening for the entire website. That is actually why I launched a bunch of merch I haven't been launching. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to launch it all. And these are things that I think you're going to love. I've loved in my own life. I don't know why I was gatekeeping them for my community, so I'm sorry. But definitely go check out our water bottle. And we also have a Healthy Be Human affirmations journal. So it is just a journal where you can literally write whatever you want. It's my prayer journal. Personally, I wrote a lot of prayers in it. You can write affirmations in it. It's super cute. We have a new tote bags. We have a new sweatshirt that says you are enough on the back. Like, there's so many cute things. Definitely go and check it all out, you guys. Okay, so that being said, let's just dive right into our topic. Actually, I'm sorry. I want to quickly announce stuff first. I realize I need to like update everybody on everything. So aside from the merch being launched, we also have an amazing month free at Sweaty Studio. Sweaty Studio is my online Pilates studio and app. It is an incredible community and place where you can do your workouts and feel amazing in your body. You can take care of your body. Affirmations are in the workouts. It is just such an awesome place to just thrive. We have some fun challenges coming up. I'm working on a holiday challenge right now for Christmas, and I think you're going to love it. Also too, is if you're like, I'm more of a YouTube workout girly, I totally get it. I have a YouTube channel. It is Cali Gwali. I have YouTube workouts on there. I'm actually reviving my YouTube channel right now. I did some deep work and figured out that I love YouTube. And that is a platform I want to pour my heart and soul into because I have so many different social media platforms. It honestly is so overwhelming sometimes. But I feel like YouTube is a place that I just love. And that is coming back to life. So if you like YouTube workouts, go check it out. I'm going to be posting more YouTube workouts again. I feel like and this is just me opening up to you. I really feel like I just share my heart and soul on this podcast with you. But this is something that I like got in my head so much about is like, okay, I have Sweaty Studio and I really got in my head about like, if I have a paid product, are people going to get my paid product if I'm offering them free stuff on YouTube? So I started out posting YouTube workouts before I posted or I built Sweaty Studio. When I launched Sweaty Studio, I really just like removed a lot of my workouts, stopped posting as much, got really weird with like, I don't know what to post. I'm scared if I post too much content on here, people aren't going to join Sweaty Studio. That is literally how I pay for my mortgage and my life, and that's like my job. So I got so in my head about it, and I honestly just like kind of stopped doing YouTube because I was just like really nervous that no one would join Sweaty Studio. But this is literally me once again just opening up to you, and this, I feel like it's so important that I'm just sharing things I've learned on this business series, because truly like this, I think held me back a lot for the past few years. Sweaty Studio was growing a ton, probably like 2023. Then, like I said, I stopped doing YouTube as much. And I really think that that had a huge correlation. I think that like we were looking at analytics, and a lot of my traffic for Sweaty Studio is coming from YouTube. That is something that looking at analytics and data is not really my cup of tea. John, my husband, he is really good at that stuff. So when he helps me with Sweaty Studio here and there, he is really good at like being like, Callie, like, are you, cause I'm like, I don't know, I feel like I should be doing this. He's like, Callie, like, have you looked at the data though? Like, is that a feeling or is that the truth? And so that's something I encourage you, going back to like last week's mental health episode. Feelings are great. Feelings are there for a reason, but I will say that we can't always rely on our feelings for accuracy. So it is important to look at data and analytics for things. Cause he was like, Callie, like YouTube is really, really good for your studio. So that being said, like I'm getting back onto YouTube, and it's really cool too, because like this is a business that is here for a bigger purpose than making money. In fact, I would do this for free. I love it so much. I did it for free for so long. Like it is just leading people through workouts is one of my favorite things, but reading the YouTube comments, seeing people have their lives legitimately changed by a workout, giving themselves a hug at the end of the workout and being like, in tears because they realized like they didn't love themselves. And it was just like that to me, I could tear up just talking about it, like thinking of just like a amazing person sitting on the other side of the computer and crying because they finally realized like they do deserve love. Like that to me is like, I'm literally tearing up right now. Like that is just so much more priceless or worth so much more to me than making $10,000. Having someone literally realize like, I'm here for a reason, God made me beautiful, like that is everything. So wow. So that is something that I just like want to just open up to you about, is like, I know sometimes it feels like you're giving so much free stuff away and it feels like, why am I doing this? Should I just be giving my paid product only? Like, I don't think you can ever give enough free away. And that is something that I am learning over and over again. But yeah, I don't really know why I rambled, or I don't know, whatever. That I'm sure that will help someone hearing that story. So that happened, and go check out my YouTube, is long story short. But it is there's a bigger reason behind what I'm doing than just a workout, just making money. Which leads me into our topic today. I just said that like literally five times. One more update. I'm sorry. I'm going to Texas for Thanksgiving and I'm really excited. We're flying with Belle for the first time. That's my baby. She's 2 months. You guys, Belle slept through the night two nights in a row. Like, bro, what? But I made the mistake of going to bed at midnight those nights, so I still felt tired, but it was incredible. And if you're a mom listening, get the Moms on Call book. Someone recommended it to me. Changed my life. It is such a good book. It works, I promise. I mean, I guess every baby's different, but it literally worked so well for Belle. And she slept through the night 7:30 to 7 a.m. Like, how? Literally how? And I'm so pumped. But we're flying with her tomorrow for the first time, so I'll keep you all updated on how that goes. I'm a little nervous, but I'm really excited to do new thing with her. She's like the cutest. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Realizing it's already 12 minutes into the episode, but let's just get into this finally. Let's get into the topic. So I kind of touched on it in that emotional moment I had where I was like literally moved to tears. But let's just talk about how do we integrate God into our business without it becoming legalistic? So why do I say legalistic? What is legalism? Legalism is something that a lot of people struggle with and don't even realize it, aka me. I struggled with legalism so bad this past year. I got to the point where so God gives us free will, right? Like, he literally gives us free will to make decisions. He gives us wisdom. He gives us discernment. He gives us knowledge, all these things. Like, we can ask him for these things too. But it is interesting to me because I realized I started asking God about decision making in my business, and it was amazing until it wasn't. I started asking God every day, what do you want me to do today, Lord? Surrendering it to him, which I had a pure heart behind it. I wanted God to lead me. I knew that his way was better than my way. The days that he did lead me, I had the best days. Like, it was amazing until it started to turn into every day I feared that if I didn't ask God and invite him into my business, into my life, that the day was going to suck and that he was going to punish me for not inviting him in and that he was going to ruin my business if I didn't invite him into every decision. Because what if I was being selfish? What if I was having selfish ambition? All these things, like, was he going to destroy my business? And so it turned into this spiral of fear. I started to hang out with him in the morning because I was just nervous that if I didn't, he would punish me. And, you know, it's interesting because it sounds extreme when I say it out loud, but I think a lot of us are actually really entrapped by this fear of messing up for the Lord. Like, it comes, it's so weird because it comes from such a place of I want to do God's will. I love the Lord, but it turns into performance, and that performance leads into this entrapment of legalism. And God literally says that we do not have to earn his love. I think it's Ephesians 2:10. Like, we literally do not have to earn it. We did nothing to deserve his love. We truly, truly don't need to perform for God. So this is something that in the church, like, even on social media, Christian social media, you'll see just so much of these. Like, it's interesting because, like, they're not bad. Like, I'm just thinking of Holy Girl Habits. I've recorded episodes and called them that, and I think it's a cute, catchy name, but doing things that are of the Lord's will are incredible. But there is a place where it gets bad, because if you feel like you have to perfectly perform for God every single day and not mess up in order for him to love you, in order for him to be close to you, that is legalism. That is faulty. And so I want to just expose that, because that almost ruined my business. Let me tell you how. This is in the spring of 2024. And I had gone through deliverance. It was incredible. I was freed from so many things. I was on fire for God. I went through a class in my church called Encounter Class. I was hearing the Lord's voice. I was prophesying over people. It was amazing. I felt the most on fire for God I think I'd ever felt. I was so close to him. It was incredible. But then legalism snuck into my life. And I started to feel guilty. I felt guilty if I posted on social media and didn't incorporate God somehow into the post. I felt guilty if I posted on social media and the song wasn't Christian. I felt guilty if I posted on Sweaty Studio a workout and I didn't have an affirmation that said something, I am worthy because of Jesus, somehow incorporating literally saying Jesus or God into my stuff so that people knew it was Christian and that I'd lead people to Jesus. I started feeling guilty for self-love. I started feeling guilty for having my hair be blonde. I started feeling guilty for getting my nails done. I started feeling guilty for putting any sort of work into my appearance. You get the point. It became this just disempowerment in my life. I was like questioning if I should make Sweaty Studio an entirely faith-based studio where every single workout was Pilates and praise. And it's just so wild because it sounds amazing, right? I sound like I was following Jesus, but the thing is, God wasn't calling me to do those things. That's the thing. Like, he was putting things on my heart, but I was taking them to extreme measures and I wasn't asking God what he meant by different things. So putting things on my heart for, like, let's say Pilates and praise. This is a testimony that I really want to share. I'm really excited about it. So this springtime, he put on my heart to start doing Pilates classes in the community called Pilates and Praise that were blending worship music with Pilates and affirmations rooted in scripture. It was terrible, terribly out of my comfort zone. I was so nervous to do it. I resisted it for so long. But finally, I was like, God is calling me to do this. I need to do this. So I started doing Pilates and Praise. And I'd pray over every class. And it was just truly incredible. He brought the community. I was so nervous that no one would show up. And it was beautiful. Beautiful, you guys. So this was a beautiful thing that God was totally God ordained. But I started filming Pilates and Praise workouts for YouTube for Sweaty Studio, which were also incredible, like literally changed people's lives, like very, 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 very God ordained as well. But then these amazing things turned into me being like the all or nothing mindset of I need to make everything Pilates and Praise now, I guess. Like if I don't do Pilates and Praise, like is he going to punish me? So this fear of it was an unhealthy fear of the Lord. It was a fear of performance, a fear of perfectionism, a fear of not measuring up. And so I started feeling this obscene amount of guilt. Okay. We'll get into how I got rid of that amount of guilt, but let's just track a little bit into Pilates and Praise for a hot second, because Pilates and Praise is something that really, truly, this is how the Lord inviting God into your business in an empowered way can transform everything. So in this season, yes, I was definitely disempowered, but Pilates and Praise, it incredible. So the Lord, like I said, brought so much community to Pilates and Praise. And for months I was doing Pilates and Praise and just the community was growing. I was offering a free class. And every single week, just praying over the class, fighting off the enemy. I mean, spiritual warfare was so wild with Pilates and Praise. It crazy still is. And eventually it turned into feeling like the Lord was calling me to get Pilates equipment for an in-person studio. So I ordered a bunch of Bala mats on wholesale. I got ankle weights. I got hand weights. I have all my Sweaty Studio booty bands. And I was having these classes at the beach. So this time I'm super pregnant and it was honestly really hard for me to just go to the beach every morning. I was having morning sickness and I was really stressed out when I go to the beach because I was like, if there's not a restroom nearby, like I feel unwell. So eventually I was like, you know what? I had a class at the house because it was going to rain and it was really fun. But then I was like in my actual house and I was like, I mean, this isn't really feasible. I don't want to have people in my house like every single week. But I had this idea at 4 a.m. and this is where I think the Lord, he speaks to us during our dreams. He speaks to us at all sort of moments of the day, but he specifically would wake me up super just like in the morning, like 4 a.m. a lot and give me all of these really big ideas. So I had this idea at 4 a.m. of how many mats could I fit in my garage. And I go and I'm literally so pregnant. I'm measuring out the space. I'm seeing how many people could fit in the garage. And I'm like, okay, it can fit 8 people in here. Like, I'm going to just try and have a class in my garage and just see how it goes. So the garage, we had turned it into a gym because we were making the nursery and I already had like these foam squishy floors. It was super cute. And so we just like had it in there. It was really amazing. I had the garage door open. And then from there, I was like, wait, like, what if I could make this a Pilates studio? And so anyways, slowly but steadily, this just turned into Pilates and Praise. The beach class has now evolved into me opening Sunshine Pilates in my community. It is literally a Pilates studio. I transformed my garage. If you follow along on the journey on Instagram at Sunshine Pilates FL is the Instagram handle. And it is literally so fun. This past weekend, I went and tabled at this local surf shops event and met so many fun people. And it has just been an incredible journey. And it's only like the very, very beginning of it. So anyways, that is just how the Lord has worked through Pilates and Praise business-wise. Like, he's turned this class into something that is bigger, into a studio space. And also, he literally has, like, the community that's come from it. I have met so many of my best friends from Pilates and Praise. Like, McKaylee, for example. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably know McKaylee. I post her a lot. She's my best friend in the area, and she actually teaches for Sunshine Pilates. I certified her as a Pilates instructor. And I met her because, so a girl I knew from Young Life, she brought her older sister who brought McKaylee to Pilates. And the first time I met McKaylee, I was like, this girl is so intimidating. She was wearing these like super cool sunglasses and I was very intimidated by her. But we ended up like hitting it off, and then she had me on her podcast. Her podcast is called Keeping It Real, by the way. Go hit her up and follow her. And anyways, we like literally had such a similar testimony, so much in common. And she was like, hey, I really like have been wanting to become a Pilates instructor. What are you going to do when you give birth with Pilates and Praise? And I prayed about it and I certified her, and she led Pilates and Praise while I was like literally about to pop. And then the weeks when I couldn't work out and stuff, she was leading it. And now she's literally teaching Pilates for Sunshine, and it has been just so wild. But like I said, like, so many of my friends are from Pilates and Praise. People I've met, a lot of people from that classes, they have become, or from Pilates and Praise, have become like really close friends. Friend groups have been formed, Bible studies. Like, it is just so wild to me how God took an idea he planted in my mind and has turned it into something so much larger than Pilates and Praise. And also too, I mean, like, the people that he is just reaching, people who are not even Christians through Pilates, like, it is so, so cool. So that is just an example of like what happens when we like take an idea God plants on our heart, involve God in it, and just surrender it to him every single day, just surrender and inviting him into it and fighting off the spiritual warfare that comes with it. It is so beautiful. But let me just finish off my other story of how I invited God into my business without it being legalistic. So like I said, I was really, really disempowered at this point. I was letting God like micromanage me. I was trying to have the Holy Spirit literally micromanage me every day. I was like, what exact step do you want me to do right now? Like, he'd give me a podcast topic and I'd be like, okay, but like, what exactly do you want me to talk about? Like, I need like exact stuff. And I'd ask him like yes or no questions. And it was just like so disempowering. I felt like I couldn't do anything that was like just free will. So what changed, how I got out of this vicious cycle of legalism, is that I think John was also in it, like in his own sort of same area of legalism. He recognized it, like it was exposed to him, and he shared it with me. And I was like, wait, I'm literally living the exact same way. Like, this is not God. This is not how God calls us to live. He did not micromanage every single person in the Bible, and he is not going to turn his back on me if I don't involve him in brushing my teeth in the morning. So I had that realization, and it was just so beautiful. And so I cast out the spirit of disempowerment in Jesus' name. I sent it to the feet of Jesus. I had it never come back. I had the Holy Spirit fill me where that space was in my life. And I just asked God, like, what do you want me to know about this situation? like how I want to have you in my business. I want you to be the core, the foundation. But like, how do I not let this be a micromanaging situation? So kind of what I do now is I love spending time with God in the morning. I have to be really mindful about not letting legalism enter. If I don't spend time with God in the morning, it doesn't mean my whole day is ruined. He's going to punish me for it. Like, no. I think I ask God more so like big picture questions. So like, God, like, what do you want me to know about my YouTube channel? Or like areas where I feel confusion or I'm just not sure where to go, I ask God for help with direction. I ask him to help me cast vision for projects, for challenges, for things where like I want his creativity, but like the nitty gritty stuff in between, like I trust that God has given me a brain. He's given me wisdom, knowledge, discernment. I have the Holy Spirit in me. Like I'm going to be able to tell if something is not right. Like, you know, so that is just how I run my business today with God. I think just abiding in him daily, like hanging out with Jesus while you're working, it doesn't mean you have to let him micromanage you, but just like knowing that he is with you and just like talking to God, you know, having fun with the Lord. I think these are some really just fun ways that I really have been involving God into my business and just trusting too that like I can't control if someone becomes a Christian, but I can authentically share my story. I can post on social media if I'm feeling led to post on social media about God, but I don't have to post him in every single thing I do if I don't feel led to. I think like as Christians, it's so easy to like get perfectionistic about things, but ultimately realizing like we are not perfect and we're not going to be punished for not being perfect. God has sent his son Jesus to die for us, to save us, and it's important that we are every day like walking with God, trying our best to please the Lord, but realizing like he doesn't hate us if we're not perfect. So that is just like how I've been really trying to live my life differently. And it's been really beautiful in the past just few months of realizing this. So also I just really want to just like give you some areas of life like in your business where it is just the enemy might try and sneak in and steal, kill, and destroy. So these are things like fear, doubt, comparison. These are areas that like I've started to recognize if I feel fearful or I feel like doubt or I feel scarce. If I look at my bank account and I'm like, ugh, that feeling, I'm probably listening to the enemy in my business rather than listening to God in my business. Oh, this is something that the enemy has totally tried to like tear me down with, is putting a thought in my mind that my business is dying and that my social media platforms are dying. Okay, literally not true at all. So if you're feeling like that way with your business, just reject that thought, because God is the opposite of death. God is life. And if he's calling you to do something, he's not going to kill it. Like, I think it is just so important. That is why it's important to like stay just surrender to God each day and talk to God throughout the day, because he will help you fight these intrusive thoughts off. And I also like to just think about like how Satan, he hates God's will. So if you're walking in God's will, like Satan might be trying to come at you and destroy that plan in your life. So I think it's important to just really be on guard, especially when you know you're doing the Lord's will. Be on guard for mean comments. Be on guard for someone who maybe like comes in and tries to, I don't know, like ruin your business or whatever. Like, you don't have to be afraid of those things, but just like walking with authority in Jesus, fighting those things off every day, like praying over your business. You can pray over your business for protection in different areas. You can break off the schemes of the enemy over your business using the name of Jesus. It's important to use the name of Jesus in everything when you're breaking stuff off, because that his name is what gives us the power, the authority. It's not through us, it's through Jesus that we have authority. So anyways, these are just some things. I'm trying to think of other areas that you can invite God into your business without it being like super legalistic. I think it's just important to refine your heart and ask the Lord to purify your heart and really reveal to you like your heart, like what is your heart's motive. I think it's easy sometimes to be like, oh yeah, like I want to help people. But deep down, that is coming from a place of greed. It's coming from a place of wanting fame and approval. Like he showed me that recently. I was wanting fame. And just asking God to like show you, like humble you and show you like what areas of your heart aren't pure and pleasing to him in your business. So anyways, I think these are just some things that have helped me a lot with my own business. I think end of the day, like it is a spiritual battle. Even when you have a physical business in front of you, like it's still very spiritual. And being aware of that, asking God to like open your spiritual eyes and show you the truth is really powerful. He showed me some really intense, like really cool stuff spiritually over the weekend in Pilates and Praise. And I was like actively fighting off just spiritual stuff while the class was happening. And it has been really wild to me because for example, I had these girls come into my class once and I could just tell like something was just off. And the next week or two, I really prayed before the class, just over the class. I stationed angels around the studio of protection, warring angels. I like commanded that no like occult spirits and things could enter, no witchcraft could enter my studio, all that stuff. And it was really interesting because the week I did that, those girls didn't show up. But then the weeks like I have not done that, like things have happened. So I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff that's like, oh my gosh, even this weekend. Wait, this is so wild. So this weekend was like so much spiritual attack was trying to come against the studio to the point like it was obvious. It was so clear to me. And the final part of the class when I was like praying over everybody and we were all just like hanging out with God in silence, like spending time with Jesus, this car horn, I don't even know where it was coming from, just starts going off in the middle of this hanging out with God out of nowhere. And John, he heard it inside. He started praying. The second he started praying, the car horn stopped. Then it started again and he prayed again and it stopped. Like I was praying too. Same thing was happening. Like we were both praying over this car horn to stop and it literally would stop. It was just like things like that. When they happen enough in your life, you realize like it's not coincidental anymore. Like we have so much authority. It is wild. Like even on Halloween, there was a worship night for my church out in like downtown Stuart. And me and my friend were chilling on the picnic table with Belle. And this like guy bicycles up and he's clearly like not mentally well. Like there's something, he's either on drugs or like just isn't well. He is like dancing in this really weird, just like, it was just wacky. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but we could tell like it was not right. It was not worshiping the Lord. It was like, there was some darkness there. And my friend starts like literally speaking stuff out loud, like commanding like any sort of demonic whatever to leave. I also was like speaking stuff out loud too. The second I stopped praying out loud, dude literally straightened up, got on his bicycle and left. And it was just like one of those things, I have chills as I'm saying it. How? Like it was not coincidental at all. Like too many things like that have happened for it to be coincidental. And like, I think it's just so important as believers that we recognize like things are spiritual. We have to recognize things are spiritual. It is not a battle of flesh and blood. So as a business owner who's trying to glorify the Lord through your business, you have to be on guard. You have to walk in authority. I cannot say that enough to you. Like if you are going to go after God's will in your life, you need to be holding up all your spiritual armor. Oh my gal, like you gotta. And there's nothing to fear, but you can't do it by yourself. So that's why it's so important to invite Jesus into your business. Anyways, I hope this episode helped you. I hope it gave you some encouragement, just some good stuff. So let me know if you have questions about anything I talked about today. You can DM me on Instagram at Healthy But Human Pod with your questions. You can also comment on Spotify any questions you have. I'm happy to reply on there. And go check out our new merch. I hope you liked this series. I would love to do more podcast series as well. So if you have any series requests, please let me know. And yeah, I hope you like this episode. I think it's so funny. I feel like the physical episodes, mental episodes are like deep, but like the spiritual ones, we get like really freaking deep. So anyways, I hope you love the episode. Share with your friends if you think it'd help their lives. And anyways, I'll see you next time. Keep being amazing. Keep going after your dreams. Your business is going to thrive. I'm so proud of you. If you have a business, send it to me. I want to support you. And yeah, seeing you all the love in the world, praying over your business, that you will just have just the Lord's favor on your business in Jesus' name, and blessing on your business in Jesus' name. I break off any schemes of the enemy coming against your business in Jesus' name. And I just pray that you would just have so many creative ideas and a refreshment. Amen. All right, I'll see you next time. Keep being amazing and healthy but human. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got some covert intel ready. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is set to release a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Shop the design seen in and inspired by the game. From the same military-style field watch that Troy Marshall wears inside the campaign, to aviator sunglasses pulled from CIA operative Russell Adler's in-game look. This collaboration brings the aesthetics of the new Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift with your purchase. A Movement and Call of Duty Black Ops 6 bottle opener keychain. According to the Wall Street Journal, Movement is on the path to becoming a heritage brand, while Gear Patrol hails their automatic watches as mechanical masterpieces. Own a piece of gaming history. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.